Just quickly, this grubby politician, the grubby Labor politician, reported the weekend he's been counselled because he'd been having sex in his office at State Parliament. Just imagine if this was a federal Liberal backbencher, all hell would break loose. But anyway, what is known is a state Labor backbencher is being counselled because he had sex in his Parliament office and the government won't say any more. Well, they should. First, arguably, they should name the man. Second, he's a public official. Second, even if they refuse to do that, we need to know how often this happened, at what time of day, what was he supposed to be doing at the time, was he supposedly working? If he's in the parliament, you'd assume he was. And most important, was the participant with him, presumably a woman, and we don't know that, but was the participant a member of staff or an employee of the parliament? Now, that is crucial. Did he bring in an outsider? If so, under what security arrangement? And if it was a staff member of the parliament or the politician, he's got a real problem. Because that whole issue of the power imbalance comes into play and workplace behaviour. He's behaved atrociously doing this anyway and should be dealt with. But if it involved a staff member or an employee of the parliament, it's a much bigger problem. And that's an answer we need to know. At the moment, the acting premier is just saying, he's been counselled. Oh, to hell with that. When we're paying this bloke to turn up to parliament, they only turn up for 5 minutes a year. I think he can keep his mind on some work for the 5 minutes a year there at State Parliament. Okay, we're asking the questions, and Victoria, the state of disclosure, won't hear anything.